Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome to today's Daf Yomi Brachas Daf Bei. Says the Mishnah, Me'emasai Koyer Neshma Ba'aroven. From what time may one be Koyer Krishma Ba'aroven in the evenings? What is the beginning of the time to recite Krishma every evening? Because the Torah, when the Torah describes the Krishma Shel Arvin, the Torah says, Beshachvacha. When you lie down, it's a general term. We're not sure exactly at what point in time it's considered to be B'shachvacha. Says the Mishnah, what is the time of B'shachvacha? Misha, from the point in time, Sha'kahanim nechnasim, that the kahanim enter, they come back home, lechal b'trumasan, to eat their truma. We're speaking about kahanim who were tamei and were required to be tovel in a mikveh and to have hair of shemesh, to immerse in a mikveh and to wait for nightfall. And only then may they eat truma once again. And that is the zman of Tzeis HaKechavim. That is the point when we notice the light of at least three stars, medium-sized stars. That is the true point of nightfall. That is the time that Kehanim may eat their truma. And that is the time as well that we begin Krishma Shel Arvis. So that is the beginning of the zman. Until when does the zman Krishma extend? Continues the Mishnah, Ad Seifa Ashmura HaRishayna, until the end of the first Ashmura, the first watch. We're referring to the groups of Malachim who rotate between themselves. They take turns regarding the Avodah in Shamayim, regarding saying Shirat Hashem. And throughout the night, the groups of Malachim rotate. And the first group is up until 4 hours of the night. That is the Ashmur HaRishayna. So up until then, says Rabbi Elazar, Divrei Rabbi Elazar, up until then is considered to be B'shachvacha. That is a time that generally ordinary people are still going to sleep. So according to Rabbi Elazar, the Zman begins from nightfall, Tzeis HaKechavim, extends up until the Seifa Ashmur HaRishayna, which is 4 hours. V'chachayim Raimim Al Chatzos, one is required to say Krishma prior to Chatzos, up until midnight. Rav Gamliel Omer, Ashiyal Amud HaShachar, he has up until daybreak, until the light of dawn rises. So according to Rav Gamliel, the interpretation, the meaning of a B'shachvacha is as long as people are still asleep, and that includes the entire night. Ma'ase ubo bonav beis hamishta. It was a story where Rabbi Gamliel's children returned from a beis hamishta. According to the Tosfos Yontif, this is a wedding. Amar loy lekarinu eshma. We have not yet said Krishma, and it's already late. It's already past chatos. What should we do? Apparently, they were involved in b'masameach chasam rakala, and as we know, Ha'isik b'mitzvah, someone who is involved in a mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah, he's exempt from doing any other mitzvah. As the Mefarshim explained, one is meant to be totally immersed in the mitzvah at hand. And they came back home, they hadn't yet said Krishma. What should we do? Amar lahem. So the father told him, Im lo yolam uda shachar, if it is not yet daybreak, chayav matem likrois, then you are certainly required to say Shema. Now even the Chachamim, who instructed us to be Kari Krishma prior to Chatzos, they really agree in theory that the interpretation of a shachvacha is the entire night, as long as people are asleep. However, the Chacham had a special reason for instructing one to be Kairo Krishma prior to Chatzos, but that is only lechatchila, it is only preferred. However, in your case, certainly you should be saying Krishma even now. V'loizu b'lavad, Amru, not only in this case, in the case of Krishma, did the Chachamim instruct one to advance, to do it before Chatzos, although theoretically, he may do so up until Alayis HaShachar. Whenever we find this limitation of Chatzos, in reality, the mitzvah really extends up until daybreak. For instance, Hector Chalavim Veivarim, the burning of the Chalavim, the fats and the Veivarim, the parts of the Karban, the parts of the Karban Oila, mitzvasan Ashiyal Amud HaShachar. It really extends up until Amud HaShachar. Now we know the primary avoidance of a Karban, Shchita, Kabbalah, Halecha, Zrika, they are limited to daytime. As we learn from a pasuk, B'yoyim Tzavoysoi, they need to be done B'yoyim. However, regarding the leftovers, these avoiders of Hector, Chalav Meivarim, there's an allowance for the entire night following the day of Akrova up until the next morning. Where else do we find another mitzvah which extends throughout the night? V'chol hanechol yom echad, all the karbanos that are to be eaten, that are to be consumed, li'yom echad, for one day, meaning the day of the actual Hakrova and the night following that. Mitzvah sanat shi'alum ala shachar, one may really eat them until the next morning. Im kein, if so, that the mitzvahs really extend the entire night. Lama amr chachamim at chatzoy. So why then do we find that the chachamim instructed and limited only up until chatzoy, until midnight? The answer is kdei laharchek es ha'adam an avera, in order to distance a person from an avera, to ensure that a person doesn't transgress. So therefore the chachamim imposed the limitation of chatzoy in the case of achilas karbonis, since the karbon, if left past daybreak, it would be considered noisar, and it involves an iser, an oinish of karis, for one who eats it. Therefore, the chachamim were concerned, don't procrastinate, don't push it off, eat it only up until chatzos and no more, in order to ensure that a person doesn't get even close to doing an avera of noisar. Similarly, in our case of kriyashma, chachamim were concerned a person returns home late at night, tired from work, and perhaps he'll catch a nap, and sleep might overtake him completely, and he may lose out on the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah of krishma. Therefore, the Chachamim instructed us to advance our krishma only up until chatzos. Now, in the third case of the hekter chalav meivarim, we don't find such a limitation, since that is referring to an avoda which transpired in the Beis HaMikdash and was conducted by the Kehanim. And as we know, Kehanim is zrizim heim, they are swift, they are conscientious, and therefore there is no concern in that case that they will transgress. So in conclusion, what is this man me'imasai k'hir neshma ba'rovin? What is the time for krishma? It begins from tzeisai k'chavim and extends up until, according to Rabbi Lezer, atzeif hashmur rishoyna, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the entire night, according to chachamim, one is required, at least l'chatchila, to do it only up until chatzos. Ask Rashi Akasha, if so, that this man krishma only begins by tzeisai k'chavim, then how do we daven ma'ariv early? How do we daven ma'ariv and say krishma while it is still day outside? Says Rashi, truthfully, the real kiyum ha-mitzvah, the fulfillment of kiyum mitzvah's krishma, will only take place much later when one recites its krishma al hamita, and that will be after nightfall. So why then do we say krishma prior to Shemoneh Esrei when we daven mibo'idyoim, it is still light outside? Says Rashi, in the name of the Yerushalmi, kedei lamoid betfilo mitoich divrei Torah, in order to introduce our Shemoneh Esrei with the very Torah of Krishma, it adds a positive element to our Shemoneh Esrei, and that is the reason for doing that. Even though it is not the true Kiyum HaMitzvah of Krishma at that point, since it's still day. Says Taisus, how could Rashi say that the true Kiyum HaMitzvah is only taking place Al Mitasoi, but at that point one only recites one Parsha? He should be reciting all three Parshas if that is indeed the true fulfillment of Kiyum HaMitzvah's Krishma. Another Kasha Tesis asks, what about the brachas of krishma? We know that one is required to say brachas before and after krishma, as we will learn later on in the Masechta. By krishma malamita, there is no brachas. Another Kasha Tesis asks, what about a Talmud Chacham who is not required to say krishma malamita, as the Gemara later says that the point of krishma malamita is to protect one from mazikim, from evil forces, and a Talmud Chacham is already protected on account of his Torah. What about his mitzvahs kiyum krishma? According to Rashi, he wasn't yotze yet. So what's going to be with a Talmud Chacham who does not say krishma lamita? So Taisa says it must be that the true kiyum ha-mitzvah, the true fulfillment of the obligation of krishma shel aris, really takes place during ma'ariv, even though it's in b'idyayim, it is still day. How is that so? The answer is because we're following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding the zman of tefilas mincha and the zman of tefilas arvis. According to the Shitas Chachamim, which is the custom that we follow, zman tefilas mincha extends up until nightfall. Afterwards begin the zman tefilas arvis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, tefilas mincha is up until plag hamincha, up until an hour and a quarter prior to nightfall, and at that point tefilas hamincha ends, begins the zman tefilas arvis. As Tosfos, When we daven during the day, prior to Tzeisek Echavim, we are following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It says Tosis, but that cannot be so. Because if we go ahead and daven Mincha, past Plaga Mincha, we daven up until nightfall, and according to the Shita's Chachamim, then how can we turn around and daven Ma'ariv at that same moment and say, well, it's already nightfall, it's already a din of Laila? Because that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. This is a Tarta Disasri. This is a self-contradiction. So La halacha, it's brought down, a practical halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings that preferably one should daven Ma'ariv and say Krishma only after Tzeitzei Kechavim. However, in a Shas Adchak, in a extraordinary situation, one may daven Ma'ariv earlier. And according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, even though the general custom is to follow Shitas Rabbanon, however, in a Shas Adchak, one may be Samech on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, rely on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and daven Arvis from Plag HaMincha and on, even though it's still light outside. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, he should ensure not to make a Tarte Desasri. He shouldn't self-contradict himself. On that day that he plans on doing so, he should ensure that his Mincha will be done before Plag HaMincha. He should daven Mincha prior to Plag HaMincha, and then after Plag HaMincha, he may daven Ma'ariv. So he is following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in its entirety. However, a Tarte Desasri is not permitted, except in a situation of a tzibur, a community who will lose out on tefillah b'tzibur, since perhaps it's a situation where if the congregants disperse, they go back home, they might not come back for Ma'ariv later. So in that case, there's a special leniency that allows them, even if it's a tarte disaster, even if they've just daven mincha, to turn around and daven Ma'ariv mibayidyoim. Now, what about a yachid who is present at that in that shul and he wants to have tefillah b'tzibur? If he waits around, he won't have tefillah b'tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah says that he's allowed to daven Ma'ariv b'tzibur, even though it's mibayidyoim, provided again that he himself personally had daven mincha much earlier before plag, so he's not exhibiting a tarti disasri. And in addition, the Mishnah Berurah says that he should daven shmin esri with the tzibur. However, he should leave his krishma and brichot's krishma for later, after nightfall. And the son of the Chavetz Chaim, who was the author of the Mishnah Berurah, actually says that his father used to conduct himself in this manner. He should daven shmin esri with the tzibur and complete his shema and brachas at a later time, after nightfall. And a similar thing is brought down in Igros Moshe from Moshe Feinstein. So in conclusion, the preferred method is to daven Arvis after nightfall. In specific situations, leniencies are applied. There's one exception to this, which is Erev Shabbos. Since we are Mekabel Shabbos early, or Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos early, in that case, it is the accepted custom to advance our Ma'ariv mibayidyoim, to daven Ma'ariv early, but provided, once again, that we do not perform a Tarti Disasri, we must make sure to daven Mincha before Plag, and then follow Ma'ariv after Plag in accordance to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah opened with a statement, Me'emasai, a question, Me'emasai, from when do we read Shema? What is the Zman? What is the time of Krishma? How do we even know that there is such a thing as Krishma? What is the Tana referring to? Says the Gemara, Tana hechikai. What is the Tana referring to? Where is he referring to the Tani Me'emasai that he questions Me'emasai from when? What is the source of this mitzvah? Vesu, in addition, another kasha. What about the order of the Tana? Maishno the Tani Arvis Vereisha. Why does the Tana begin with a discussion regarding Krishma Shal Arvis, the nighttime Krishma? Listen to the Shachris Bereisha. Perhaps the Tana should begin with a discussion of Krishma Shal Shachris. That is the beginning of the day. That is the beginning of the day cycle where a person begins serving Hashem from the morning till the night. Tesis adds that we find regarding the Karbanis Tamid, the Pasuk mentions the Tamid Shal Shachar and then the Tamid Shebein Arbayin. So we see that the order of events is first day, then comes the night. So we have two kashas. What is the source and why the order? Answers the Gemara. Both kashas with one answer. Tana krokai, the Tana is referring to the Pasuk. The source of the mitzvah is Dechsiv v'shach v'chov kamecha, when you lie down and when you arise. V'chik tani, this is what the Tana says. Zman krishma d'shchiva. What does the Torah mean that we akayru krishma b'shachvacha? What is the time? What is the exact definition? Emas, mish, when is that? Mishah shakehanim nechnosn lechav trumasn, from what the kehanim enter to eat their truma, which is tzeisa kechavim. So in effect, we answered both questions with one answer. Since the Tana is coming to explain the pasuk of b'shachvacha v'kamecha, and in the pasuk, how does the pasuk state the order? First of b'shachvacha, which is krishma shal arvis, and then only shal shachris. Therefore, the Tana follows in that same order. Vibayasema, another teretz, to answer the second kasha, the question of the order of events, Yoliv Mirbiyasa Shalalam. The Tana derives the day cycle, the order of events, from the same order that we find Mirbiyasa Shalalam by the creation of the world. Chsivai Erev, first night, Vayivarik, and then morning, Yom Echad, one day. So we see that is the proper order of the cycle. First the night, and then the day. Ihachi, if so, that you are deriving from Briyasa Shalalam, and the proper way is to discuss first night and then day, Sefer Diktani, in the Sefer, in the latter part of the Mishnah, it says, V'shacham v'baruch shtayim ufaneh, by Krishma in the morning, we make two blessings, two brachas prior to Krishma, v'achas l'achareh, and one bracha afterwards. Before Krishma, we say Yetzir Oyer, and Ava Soilam, Ava Rava. After Krishma comes Emes V'yatziv. U'be'erev, regarding Krishma Shalaris, v'baruch shtayim ufaneh, he makes two brachas before, v'shtayim l'achareh, and two following. So in the second Mishnah, in the Seifa, why there? Does the Tana switch things around? Why doesn't he go along with the same type of sequence of first discussing Krishma Shal Arvis and then Krishma Shal Shachris? Listen, the Arvis Vereisha, he should precede Arvis before Shachris. Answers the Gemara, Tana, Pasach v'Arvis, he opens up with Arvis, v'hadar Tana b'Shachris, then proceeds to Shachris, because that is the proper order of events. But then, for clarity purpose, Adekoy b'shachris once, since he is still involved in discussing the halachas of shachris, of Krishna shel shachris, parish mili de shachris. Therefore, he proceeds to explain halachas relating Krishna shel shachris until he completes that. Vahada parish mili de arvis. Then he returns back to Krishna shel arvis to complete instructing us the halachas relating to Krishna shel arvis. So, for clarity's sake, the Tana did it in this way. He began with arvis, continued on to shachris, completed Shachris in its entirety, and then went back to finish up the halachas of Arvis. Continues the Gemara. Amar Mar. We've learned in the Mishnah, what is the Zman Krishma Mishah from the time Shakahanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasam, from when the Kahanim come to eat their Truma? Says the Gemara. Why, in such a roundabout description, why did the Tana choose to describe, to instruct the Zman Krishma Shal Arvis in such a cryptic way to the Kehanim coming to eat their Truma? Why not simply state from Tzeis HaKehavim? Says the Gemara, Michli, let's see, Kehanim eimas ke'achli Truma. When do Kehanim begin to eat their Truma? Misha Tzeis HaKehavim, from Tzeis HaKehavim, from when you notice the stars and it is nightfall. If so, listen to Misha Tzeis HaKehavim. Why does the Mishnah simply state that the Zman Krishma is from Tzeis HaKehavim? Why get the Kehanim involved? What is the Mishnah trying to teach us? It says the Gemara, Milsa agav urche kamash malan. Surely the primary lesson in this Mishnah is regarding Krishma Shal Arvis. However, the Tana is teaching us something agav urche, by the way, that kayhanim emas ka'achli betruma, when may a kayin beginning eating truma, misha seisa kechavim, from seisa kechavim. And this is a very powerful lesson. Why? For kamash malan, the Tana is teaching us, the chapar loy me'akva. Although we're speaking about perhaps a kohen who needs to bring a kapara on the next day, he's a zav, etc., certain types of tuma which require three stages to completely cleanse the kohen. One is tevila, second hair of shemesh, a third is a karban. Although he's still required to bring a karban, that is loy ma'akva. Atonement is not ma'akva, it will not prevent him, it will not hold him back from eating truma. As soon as he was tevil and has hair of shemesh, it is already the end of the day, Tzeis HaKehavim, he's entitled to eat a truma k'desanya, like we find in the Braisa, which teaches us the same halacha, Uba Hashemesh v'toher, the sun will set and will be cleansed. B'yashim shoy ma'akvosoy, the setting of the sun holds him back, m'lechol b'truma, from eating truma. He needs to wait until sunset, v'ein kaparosoy ma'akvosoy m'lechol b'truma, however, bringing a korban, that does not prevent him from eating truma. Says, well, how do you know to interpret the pasuk this way? Uba Hashemesh v'toher is referring to sunset and nightfall. Umimbai dahai uba Hashemesh. Bias Shemesh. How do you know that uba Hashemesh, the coming of the sun, is referring to the sun setting? Vahai v'toher. And the next word, v'toher, is referring to toher yoima, how the day was cleansed, meaning A, the sun set, B, the light of the day was totally cleansed and removed, it is completely night. And that already allows the kohen to eat his truma. Dilma, perhaps we can interpret the pasuk differently. Perhaps he needs to wait until the next day, until the next day that he brings his korbanos, and we will interpret the pasuk accordingly. V'dilma bias oirayu ubo hashemesh means not that the sun disappears, but rather that the sun arrives on the following day after tefillah, after Erev Shemesh. Bias oirayu uma v'toyer. What is the pasuk continuing? Bo hashemesh v'toyer toyer gavra. The gavra, the man, needs to bring his korbanos. He's obligated to bring his korbanos to become fully toyer and to allow him to eat truma. So how do you know to interpret the pasuk one way? Perhaps we can interpret it differently. Amar Rabba Bar Shila, im kein, if that is the pshat in the pasuk, that uba shemesh means the coming of the sun, the rising of the sun on the following day, and v'tar is the instructions, is the commandment, is the tzivui, you must bring your karbanos, leimakra, in this case, in our case where there's some room for confusion, we can interpret it one way, we can interpret it differently. So if so, the Torah should be a little bit more explicit and clear. Leimakra v'yitar. The Torah should say v'yitar, he must bring his karbanos. My v'tar. Why does the Torah use this passive term v'tar? It will be cleansed. It sounds like it's a more of an automatic result of Ba Shemesh. It must be v'tar yoyma that is speaking about the cleansing of the day, meaning when the sun sets, then v'tar, it automatically, what follows is a cleansing of the day, a removal of all light, and surely this is referring to Erev Shemesh, the night before the Havaras Karbanos. So in conclusion, Ba Shemesh Retar means sunset and Tzeisek Echavim, and no more. Kedamr Inshiach, we find a similar phrase used by people, Erev Shimsha V'yitki Yayma, the sun has set, has darkened, and the day has cleansed. V'marava, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Hadu Rabba Bar Shila Lo Shmielu, they did not hear this interpretation, this proof of Rabba Bar Shila, Ubolu Mibayi, and they had the same type of question. When does a Kayin, when does his entitlement begin? Is it from Erev Shemesh, or does he need to wait until his Karbanos? Ubolu Mibayi, they had a question. How you Ubal Shemesh? But the Pasuk says Ubal Shemesh. Be Hashem Shayu? Is it the sun setting? Umay v'toyer ter yoyma. V'toyer means the day was cleansed, it was nightfall. Oidilma bias oirehu. Ba'a shemesh means the sun will arrive, will rise. And the next day, umay v'toyer ter gavra. V'toyer means that the person needs to bring his karbanis. V'hadar pashtulam ibraisa. Then they went ahead and they clarified it from a braisa. M'diktanin b'braisa. The braisa referring to tzeisek hachavim says, simon l'davar. What is a simon? For the Zman Krishma, it is the Zman that the Kehanim may eat a Truma, and what is the sign? Tzeisek Echavim. So we see that the entitlement of the Kehanim regarding Truma is synonymous with Tzeisek Echavim. Shema mina bias shimshehu, umay v'toyer toyer yayma. Evidently, when the Torah says, uba shemesh v'toyer, regarding a Kohen's entitlement to eat Truma, the Torah means, uba shemesh, that the sun sets, v'toyer toyer yayma, that the day was cleansed, meaning it became completely night. So they brought a raya from the Braisa, which was referring to the Zman Krishma Shel Arvis, and the Braisa says the Zman Krishma begins on the Kahanim Eat Truma. What is the sign? How do you know when that's taking place? It says the Braisa, the sign is Tzeisek Echavim. So evidently, that is already the Zman, the time that a Kohen may eat Truma. Continues the Gemara. Amar Mar. That is the Zman of Krishma. V'raminu, we find a Braisa, which states otherwise, which gives us a different time for Krishma. Says the Braisa, Me'ema sai kor nishma ba'arvin. From when does one recite Shema in the evening? Says the Braisa, Misha'oni nichnas lechol pita b'melach. When a poor man comes home to eat his meager meal of bread with salt, he doesn't require much preparation. And this is a relatively early time. Ad, up until when may one read Krishma? At shosh oimed lipatem teksudase, until when the poor man prepares himself till finish to get up from his meal. So it's a very short time slot. Certainly the latter part of the Braisa, which gives us a very short deadline for Krishma, is certainly disputing the Seizman mentioned in our Mishnah. So in conclusion, we have four Seiv Zmanim. We have the time when the Ani gets up from his meal, which is a very brief period. We have the extended period of Asayf HaShmur Rishon according to Rabbi Elazar. We have the period of Chatzos. We have Ad Alos HaShachar of Rambam Gamliel. This is regarding the deadline until when does the Zman Krishma extend to. However, regarding the Tchila Zman Krishma, let's explore further. Sakti Gemara again, Seifa Vada Pliga Masnissen. The last part of the Braisa, discussing the end, the deadline of Krishma, which is when the Ani gets up, certainly that is at odds, that is disputing the Shir in the Mishnah, which states otherwise. However, the Resha, the first part of the Braisa, which gives us the Tchilas Manu, from when does one recite Krishma, from when the Ani comes to eat his meal, Milema Pligya Masnissen, perhaps, could we suggest that perhaps it is not really a machlekes. The Zman of Ani perhaps is synonymous with the Zman of Kayin. They're both, says the Kachav, says the Gemara indeed, Loi Ani, Loi, no, there's no machlekes, Ani ve Kayin Chashyurhu. The description of the Zman of an Ani coming to eat is the exact same time period where Kayin goes to eat his Truma, which is both says HaKachavim. So there's no machlekes between the Mishnah and the Braisa, since Ani and Kayin are the exact same moment. Says the Gemara, can you suggest that an Ani and Kayin are referring to the same exact moment? We have a Braisa, which seems to indicate otherwise. Says Braisa number 2, V'raminu, me'ema saimas chilin likrois krishma ba'arvis. From when does one recite krishma me'shoa shabnei adam? Ordinary people, nichnosen lechol pitan ba'arvis shabosais. From the time that ordinary people come home to eat their suda, their meal, on Erev Shabbos. It is relatively earlier than a weekday meal since everything was already prepared. So that is the Zman Haschalas Krishma Shal Arvis. Divir Rav Meir, V'chachamim Oymim, Mishah Shakehanim Zakoin Lechol B'Trumosam. From when the Kehanim are entitled to eat their Truma, which is similar Dover, what is a sign for that moment? This is the Braisa we mentioned earlier, similar Dover, Tzei Sakehavim. That is Tzei Sakehavim. So, in conclusion, we have so far two Braises. One Braisa tells us that the Krishma, Zman Krishma, begins from when an Ani goes to eat his meal and extends up until when he finishes his meal. So the Zman Tchilas Krishma is Ani. Depends on the time, the Zman Achila of an Ani. We've concluded before that the Zman of Ani coincides, is synonymous with the Zman of Kayin. They're both referring to the same exact point in time, Seis HaKechavim. Now we have another Braisa, where Rav Meir teaches us that the Zman, Krishma, is entirely different. It begins from when ordinary people go to eat their meal on Erev Shabbos. Now, it would seem to be that since the reason why people eat early on Erev Shabbos is because it doesn't require much preparation. That would seem to be the same exact time of an Ani, since he doesn't either require a preparation during the week. So it seems like both Zmanim, the Zman of Ani and the Zman where Bnei Adam eat their Sud of Erev Shabbos, would seem to be the same point in time. We'll discuss that a bit further in the Gemara. Continues the Braisa regarding Shitas Chachamim. Chachamim said that the Zman is Kehanim going to eat their Truma, which is Seis HaKechavim. Now how do we know, where do we find a support to this? Where do we find a source that nighttime begins at Seis HaKechavim? Say the Chachamim, Ad Av al-pi she'ein ra'i l'davar. Even though there's no proof, we don't have an absolute proof for this principle, Seich l'davar, certainly we have an indication. Why? Because we'll bring a proof, a pasuk from the Binyan Beis HaMikdash describing when the Yidden were involved in constructing the Beis HaMikdash, and it says there that they were involved in their malacha and their construction the entire day from Alois HaShachar, from the light of dawn until Tzeis HaKechavim, until nighttime. We seem to have an indication from there that a day consists of from Alois HaShachar to Tzeis HaKechavim. So that is somewhat of an indication regarding Krishma as well. However, it isn't an absolute proof, since perhaps the definition of Yom and Laila regarding the construction of Beis HaMikdash is not necessarily the same definition and doesn't follow the same parameters as Krishma. But nevertheless, it is somewhat of an indication. Aval pi she'ein ra'i l'davar, it's not a proof, zeich l'davar, it is certainly an indication that nighttime begins at the point of Seisa Kechavim, and therefore the Zman Krishma, which is a B'shachvacha, is connected to nighttime, will begin at that point as well, the Shah Seisa Kechavim. Shenemar, v'anachnu oisim v'malacha, we're involved in constructing the Beis HaMikdash, v'chetzio machzikim v'ramachim, and half of them are holding the spears, me'alis ha'shachar, from the light of dawn, at Seisa Kechavim. V'oimer, another pasuk says, v'hoyilonu ha'layla mishmar, the night was watch, was designated for watching, v'ayoy malacha, and the day was designated for work. My v'oimer, why do we need another pasuk to prove the same thing? V'chi teima m'chi ar v'shem sh'layla ha'vi. Perhaps, from the first pasuk, it wouldn't be much of an indication. Although the pasuk says that they were involved in malacha from alayis ha'shachar up until Tseis ha'kechavim, perhaps, in reality, the day ends at shkiyas ha'chama, at sunset, not at complete nightfall. But the people involved in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, because of their enthusiasm, they stayed late, they stayed extra, they stayed overtime, past the beginning of the night. So perhaps the fact that they stayed and worked until Tesa Kechavim is not a true indication for the definition of a Laila. Perhaps the Laila will begin way back by Shkia Sachama, during sunset, but they stayed extra time. Says the Gemara, v'chitema, perhaps I can suggest, v'chiyar v'shim shav laila, when the sunset, that already constitutes laila. Laila hu, v'hinu, but they, the machashchi mekadmi, they stayed late, they came early, so perhaps we can't have an indication from there that Tseis HaKechavim is the beginning of night. Toshma, come on here, the second pasuk. That's why we require another pasuk to support this raya. V'hoya lono ha'layla mishma v'hoya malacha. Because they defined the point in time of construction, the time that they were busy working, was considered yom. V'hayilanu halayla mishma v'hayoyim malacha. The time that they were working was defined as being yom. So if we see that their work stretched from alayis ha'shachar up until Tseis HaKechavim, inevitably that constitutes yom, and from there on is laila. So we have an indication that the definition of yom is from alayis ha'shachar until Tseis HaKechavim, and laila begins from Tseis HaKechavim, and therefore that is the proper time for Krishma Shel Arvis from the Kehanim's entitlement of Truma, which is Tseis HaKechavim, which is the Shitas Chachamim. Continues the Gemara. Kasalka Daitach. We perhaps can ponder and suggest the Ani Ubnei Adam Chachiruhu, that the Zman of Ani, when the Ani comes to eat his meal during the week, Ubnei Adam, and the time mentioned by Reb Meir, where the general public comes to eat their Suda, the Irish Shabbos is Friday night, since both times have one underlying reason, they're based on one principle that there's no preparation required for both meals, so perhaps they are both the same exact point in time, Chachiru. So perhaps they both coincide and represent the same moment. Now, Vi Amris, Oni Vikoyin Chachiru, let's go back. Initially, we had Estira, we brought the first Brisa, which seems to be stating a sheer other than the sheer stated in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah stated a sheer of Kehanim, of Tseis HaKechavim, being the Tchilas Man Krishma. The Brisa number one brought a different sheer of Ani. So the Gemara said that perhaps it's not a Machlekes because Ani is the same sheer as Kayin. So now let's take it a step further. If Ani is the same as Kayin, and if Ani is the same as B'nai Adam, the time that people go eat their meal Friday night, Shitas Rameir. So if all three things are the same exact identical point in time, Ani, Kayin, and B'nai Adam, so we have no Machlekes between Ramei and Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who state Kayin, which is Ani, and Ramei who says B'nai Adam, which is also Ani, they're all speaking about the same point in time. And the Braisa clearly presents these Shitas as opposing views. Says the more inside. If you say Ani B'nai Adam is one shear, Vi Amris Ani V'Kayin Chach Yirhu, Ani V'Kayin as well is one shear. Chacham Hani Rameya? If so, everybody's saying the same thing. Elashma Mino, you must conclude, Ani Shir Lachud, V'Kayin Shir Lachud. You must say that Ani and Kayin are two separate Shirim. Meaning that the Bnei Adam, the Shir of Bnei Adam, V'Rameya, that indeed is the same as Ani. Because as we mentioned, they're both based on the same concept of non-preparation. Both meals don't require preparation, and therefore they're both taking place at the same time. The Ani has a meager meal and doesn't prepare much. The Bnei Adam have their meal prepared before Shabbos, and therefore both of these Zmanim, Ani Bnei Adam, coincide. They're both the same exact point in time. So Rav Meir's Zman of Bnei Adam is actually the same as Ani, which is mentioned in Braisa number 1. However, Ani is not the same as Kayin. Meaning, the Zman of Kayin mentioned in our Mishnah is not the same as the Zman Ani, which is mentioned in Braisa number 1. And subsequently, the Zman of Kayin that the Chachamim mentioned in Braisa number 2 is also not the same as Ani mentioned in Braisa number 1. So the result will be that there is a machlekes between our Mishnah, which states the Zman of Kayin, and Braisa number 1, which stated a Shir of Ani. And we're trying to avoid that. It says the Gemara, Loi, let's not say that. Ani v'Kayin chad shiru. Let's go back to our first assertion that Ani is the same Shir as Kayin. If so, everybody's saying the same thing, and there's no machlekes between Rami and the Chacham, how could that be? V'Ani b'nei Adam lav chad shiru. Your second assumption that you made, that Ani and Bnei Adam, meaning the Shita of Rav Meir regarding Bnei Adam eating their Suda on Erev Shabbos, you assume that that is the same as Ani. That is not so. Ani and Bnei Adam are two separate Shiurim. So in conclusion, we have two Braises. Braisa number 1 and Braisa number 2. In Braisa number 1, there was a Shiur of Ani. A Shiur of Ani, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, is the same as Shir of Kayin. Therefore, there is no machlekes, there is no dispute between the Braisa and our Mishnah, which gives us the Shir of Ani. This is the same Zman as Shitas Rabbanan in Braisa number 2, Shitas Zman of Kehanim. So Kayin and Ani are synonymous. And this is in dispute of Shitas Rab Meir, who holds that the Zman is Bnei Adam. It depends on when people eat their Suda on Erev Shabbos, which indeed is a separate time. So of all three descriptions, Ani, Kayin, and Bnei Adam is the one, the odd one out. It says the Gemara of Ani v'Kayin chashiru. How can you suggest, once again, that an Ani is the same as a Kayin? We have a Braisa that seems to indicate otherwise. It cannot be the same thing. V'raminu, we've learned in a Braisa. This Braisa will list for us five shitas of the Tchilas Zman Krishma. When is the beginning of the Zman Krishma Ba'aravin Mishor Shekidesh Hayoyim Ba'arav Shabbosis? From when the day becomes sanctified, become Kaddish on Erev Shabbos, which is Bein Hashmashos, which is the point of twilight between day and night, when there is an uncertainty, there is a suffix as to the legal status of that moment, and therefore we must be stringent and advance our Shabbos prior to that point, to Bein Hashmashos. So that is already constitutes somewhat b'shachvacha. It is already related to nighttime and is considered the zman krishma. Divrei Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Shua Eimer, Mishasha Kohanim Mituharim Lechol B'Trumasim. From when Kohanim are already tohar and are entitled to eat that truma, which is Seisa Kochavim. Rebbe Meir Eimer, Mishasha Kohanim Toivim Lechol B'Trumasim. From when the Kohanim go to be toivil, which is prior to nightfall, since they need to do it in this order, they need to be toivil and then have Erev Shemesh. So this takes place prior to Bein Hashmashos, and that is the beginning of the Zman Krishma Shel Arvis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, how can you suggest that the Zman Krishma Shel Arvis begins when they go to the mikveh? That is way too early. It is still daylight. They are toivel when it is still light outside. How can you suggest that that is the description of a Shachvacha? When you lie down, it's still day outside. So we'll see soon Rabbi Meir's response to Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Braisa, another Shita. Rabbi Chanina Oimer, what is the Zman Krishma Mishar Sha'ani Nichnas Lechol Pitoi V'melach? When the Ani comes home to eat his meager meal of bread and salt, and that is the Shita of Ani, which we mentioned before. Rabbi Achai V'Amrilo, some say it's Rabbi Achai Oimer, Mishar Sha'roi B'ni Adam Nichnas L'Hasev, at the point in time when most people, and ordinary people, recline to eat their weekday meal. So in conclusion, we have five shitas mentioned in this braisa. Number one, the easy one, is Kehanim, which is Tesek Kehavim, the same as mentioned in our Mishnah. Then we have another four Zmanim, two prior prior to Tzeitzei Kechavim. One is Mishekidish Hayoyim Ba'ar V'Shabbosayis, when we need to start keeping Shabbos. Number two is, following that is when the Kehanim are Toivel, according to the Meiri, it goes in that order, they are Toivel after the Zman of Kiddush Hayoyim Ba'ar V'Shabbosayis. So these two Shiurim take place prior to Tzeitzei Kechavim. Then we have an additional two Shitas describing two other Shiurim. One is the Zman of Ani coming on to eat, and one is the Zman of ordinary people coming out to eat during the weekdays. Says the Gemara, if so, how can you suggest that Ani is the same as Kayin? In this Braisa, we have two Shitas. One holds Ani, one holds Kayin. Obviously, it's two separate Zmanim. Vi Amr is Ani v'Kayin chashiru. If Ani and Kayin are describing the same exact moment, Rabbi Chanina, the Shita of Rabbi Chanina who says Ani, I know Rabbi Shua, that's exactly the Shita of Rabbi Shua who says Kehanim. Elash Mamina, now we're forced to say to conclude that indeed Shi'ura the Ani Lachud, the Shira of Ani is separate, Mishira the Kayin Lachud, and the Shira of Kayin is separate, Shmamina, that is the conclusion. So, in summary, what is the Zman Krishma Shalarvis? So, the Sayy Zman Krishma, we have a choice of four Shitas. The first one would be the Brice and the Gemara, that it's a very short time. It's up until the Ani gets up from his meal. The Mishnah had three more Shitas, according to Rabbi Elazar, up until the Seifa Shmura Rishoina, fourth until the end of the fourth hour, according to Chachamim at Chatzois, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the whole night, Ad Alis HaShachar. What about the Tchilas Zman Kriya Shema Shal Arvis? We have five Shitas. One is Tzeis HaKechavim, the Kehanim. We have two Shitas that describe Shiurim prior to Tzeis HaKechavim. One is when Shabbos becomes Kaddish, one is when Kehanim go to be Toivel, and we have another two Shitas post Tzeis HaKechavim. One is when an Ani goes to eat, and one is when the Bnei Adam, ordinary people, go to have their meal during the weekdays. And the conclusion is, regarding Ani and Kayin, that certainly they are describing two separate Zmanim and are not related to each other, and the result would be that the Braisa, which gives a shear of Ani, Braisa number one, is indeed Chaylik, disputing our Mishnah, which gives a shear of Kayin. Continues the Gemara. Amar Mar, we've just learned. Amar Lei, Haimanai Miuchar. Which one is later? Which one, the Ani or the Kayin? Which comes first? Mistavra, says the Gemara, the Ani Miuchar. Ani comes after Kayin. Di Amarst Ani Muktam. If you'll say that Ani comes before Kayin, before Tzeis HaKechavim, Rabbi Chanina, Hani Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, who gives us the time of Ani, he will be synonymous with Shitas Rabbi Elazar, who gives us a shear of Kiddush Hayayim, which is also prior to Tzeis HaKechavim, as the Tzeis explains. It is not logical that there are so many different time discrepancies, so many different classifications of time, of Zman Shechiva, taking place in such a short amount of time of pre-Tzeis HaKechavim. Therefore, inevitably, you have to say that the Zman of Ani is happening after Tzeis HaKechavim, Allah Shema Minah, you must conclude the Ani Mu'uchar. Ani is after Tzeis HaKechavim, after Kayin, Shema Minah, that's the conclusion. Amar Mar, we've just learned. Amar Le'er, Rav Yudah responded to Rav Meir. V'halei Kehanim Bo'idyoim En Toivim. You've stated that the Zman Krishma V'shachvacha is the time when Kehanim go be Toivim. Well, the Kehanim are Toivim Bo'idyoim, but it's still day. How could you suggest that that is the interpretation of V'shachvacha, when you lie down, which is indicative of nighttime? Shafika Amr Le Rabbi Yudah Rav Meir. It seems that Rabbi Yudah had a valid argument. Rabbi Meir responds to Rabbi Yudah as follows. Me, Saras, do you hold that Anah ben Ashmoshes didochka amina, that I'm following your opinion regarding the definition of ben Ashmoshes? There's a machlekes. What is exactly ben Ashmoshes? According to Rabbi Yudah, ben Ashmoshes encompasses a very large time period prior to Tzeis HaKechavim. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yudah, when a Kohen is Toivel prior to Ben Hashmashes, surely it is a very, very large amount of time prior to Tzeis HaKechavim, and it's still broad daylight. However, says Rav Meir, I'm following the Shita, the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, who gives Ben Hashmashes a very short time period. Ano, Ben Hashmashes, Rabbi Yosi, I'm following the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, the Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ben Hashmashes, Keref Ayin, it is so short, it's like the blink of an eye. Zenichnas v'zeyotzei, one comes in, one comes out, the night comes in and the day goes out, The F Shalama Lailav is a fraction of a second. It cannot be determined. One cannot determine the exact moment of Bein HaShemashos. Therefore, since Bein HaShemashos encompasses just a very small, minute time period, certainly when a kohen is tovel prior to Bein HaShemashos, it is already getting dark and it can be considered to be over Shachbacha. Now, there's a discussion amongst the Farshim. What is the definition of Bein HaShemashos? It is uncertainty. We're not sure if it's day or night. Is it because we're not sure whether it's day or night, or because it combines both elements of day and night, and therefore it is, in essence, a suffix and uncertainty that cannot be determined? We'll leave that up to you to figure out. Says the Gemara, Kashi d'Rameya d'Rameya. We've had two Rameyers. One Rameyer in Braisa number 2 that gave a zman of when people come to eat their Suda b'Arei Shabbosos, and a Braisa number 3, we had another Rameyer. When the Kohanim go be Tovel, it seems to be a contradiction in Rameyer himself. Says the Gemara, Trei Tanoi, these are two Tanoim who authored their brises, Alib the Rameya, according to Rameya, each one had their own version of Rameya's Shita. Says the Gemara, the same Kashi we've gotten in Rebelezer. Kashi Rebelezer, Rebelezer. We have two Rebelezers. One Rebelezer back in the Mishnah, who said that the Krishna begins from Tesek Echavim up until Ashmur Rishayna. And we have Rebelezer in the Brisa number 3, which states the Zman Krishna beginning from Kiddush Hayoyim Ba'ari Shabbosos. A contradiction. Says the Gemara, the same thing, Trei Tanoi, Alib the Rebelezer. These are two Tanoim who authored their brises according to their version of Rebelezer. One was the Tan of the Mishnah, and one was the Tan of the Brisa number 3. Vibay same, another terz, Reisha Lav Rebelezer he. What we have in the Yahu Mishnah, that Rebelezer is quoted as saying that Krishna begins from Tzeis HaKechavim until Ashmur Rishayna. In reality, Rebelezer's part in that is only the last part of the statement. The end, the deadline. Rebelezer says the end line, the deadline of Zman Krishma is Shmur Rishayna. However, the first part of the Mishnah, which states that the beginning of Zman Krishma is from Tzeisik Chavim, that is not Shitas Rebelezer, because Rebelezer on his own holds that the Krishma begins from Kiddush Hayayim Ba'Arei Shabbosos. So in conclusion, we have two versions of Rameya and two versions of Rebelezer. In Rameya, we have a Machlekes whether he holds the Zman Krishma begins from the Suda of Arei Shabbosos, or whether it begins from a Kahanim Tovlim. And in Rebelezer we have a Machlekes whether, according to the first Teretz of the Gemara, whether it begins from Tzeis HaKechavim or Mishah Shekiddush Hayoyim Ba'Arei Shabbosos.